Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 22. Our Lady warns everyone to never forget the doctrine of suffering. Seek to imitate Jesus by His grace. The path of life is very narrow. Priests and religious will be more rigorously judged than others.
My daughter, seek with all the powers of thy mind during thy whole life to remember the mysteries manifested to thee in this chapter. I, as thy mother and thy instructress, shall ask the Lord by His divine power to impress in the heart of the knowledge which I have vouchsafed thee, in order that it may remain fixed and ever present to thee as long as thou livest. In virtue of this blessing, keep in thy memory Christ crucified, who is my divine Son and thy spouse, and never forget the sufferings of the cross and the doctrine taught by him upon it. This is the mirror by which thou must arrange all thy adornments, and the source from which thou art to draw thy interior beauty, like a true daughter of the Prince. In order that thou mayest be prepared, proceed, and reign as the spouse of the Supreme King, as this honorable title obliges thee to seek with all thy power to imitate him, as far as is becoming thy station, and possible to thee by his grace, and as this is to be the true fruit of my doctrine, I wish that from today on thou live crucified with Christ, entirely assimilated to thy exemplar and model, and dead to this earthly life. I desire that in thee shall vanish the effects of the first sin, that thou live only for the operations and movements of divine virtue, and that thou renounce thy inheritance as a daughter of the first Adam, in order that in thee may bear fruit an inheritance of the second Adam, who is Jesus Christ, thy Redeemer and Teacher. Thy state of life must be for thee a most rigid cross on which thou must remain crucified, and thou must not widen thy path by seeking for dispensation and weakening interpretation of thy rules to make it easy and comfortable, but at the same time insecure and full of imperfections. This is the deception into which the children of Babylon and of Adam fall, that each one, according to his state, seeks to find ease in the work commanded by the law of God. They set aside the salvation of their soul in their efforts to buy heaven very cheaply, or risk losing it by dreading the restrictions and entire subjection necessary to observe religiously the divine law and its precepts. Hence arises the desire to find explanations and opinions which smooth the paths and highways of eternal life, without heeding the doctrine of my divine Son, that the path of life is very narrow. They forget that the Lord Himself has walked these narrow paths, in order that no one might imagine he can reach eternal life over paths more spacious and comfortable to the flesh and to the inclinations vitiated by sins. This danger is greater for ecclesiastics and religious, who by their very state must follow the Master and must accommodate themselves to his life of poverty, and must choose for this purpose the way of the cross. Some of them, however, are apt to seek the dignitaries attached to the religious state for their temporal advantage, for the increase of their honor and praise. In order to secure it, they lighten the cross they have promised to bear, so that they live a carnal life, little restricted and much eased by deceptive dispensations and vain excuses. In their time they shall recognize the truth and that saying of the Holy Cross. Each one thinks his path secure, but the Lord weighs in his hands the hearts of men. So far from this deceit, do I wish thee to be, my daughter, that thou must live strictly up to the most rigorous demands of thy profession, in such a way that thou canst not stretch thyself in any way, being nailed immovably to the cross of Christ. Thou must set aside all temporal advantages for the least point pertaining to the utmost perfection of thy state. Thy right hand, my daughter, must be nailed to the cross by obedience, and reserve not for thyself the least movement, the least activity, or word, or thought not controlled by this virtue. Thou must not maintain any position that is of thy own choice, but only such as willed by others. Thou must not appear wise in thy own conceit, in anything, but ignorant and blind, in order to follow entirely the guidance of thy superiors. He that promises, says the wise man, binds his hands, and by his word shall he be bound and chained. Thou hast bound thy hand by the vow of obedience, and hast thereby lost thy liberty in thy right of wishing or not wishing. Thy left hand thou hast nailed to the cross by the vow of poverty, depriving thee of all right to follow any inclination toward the objects usually coveted by the eyes. For both in the use and in the desire of such creatures, thou must rigorously imitate Christ, impoverished and despoiled upon the cross. By the third vow, thou of chastity, thy feet are nailed to the cross, in order that all thy steps and movements may be pure, chaste, and beautiful. For this thou must not permit in thy presence the least word offensive to purity, nor, by looking upon or touching any human creature, allow any sensual image or impression within thee. Thy eyes and all thy senses are to remain consecrated to chastity, without making more use of them than to fix them upon Christ crucified. The fourth vow, of perpetual enclosure, thou wilt maintain in the bosom of my divine Son, to which I consign thee, in order that this doctrine may appear to thee sweet, and this path less narrow. Contemplate and consider in thy heart the image of my Son and Lord, full of blood, torments, sorrows, and at last nailed to the cross, no part of his sacred body being exempt from wounds and excruciating pains. The Lord and I were most solicitous and compassionate toward all the children of men. For them we suffered and endured such bitter sorrows, in order that they might be encouraged not to refuse less severe sufferings for their own eternal good, and return for obliging a love. Therefore, let mortals show themselves thankful, willingly enter upon the rough and thorny path and accepting the cross, and bear it after Christ. Thus will they walk upon the direct path toward heaven and gain an eternal happiness.